Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine the happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister names enterprise team for solid waste management, lauds IDB for helping to create investor-friendly business environment, and attends high-level Caribbean Forum in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Theodore Henry. Stay with us to hear more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced the formation of a 9-member enterprise team to manage the government's waste-to-energy program, as well as contracting out solid waste management and collection. The team will also oversee the divestment of the Riverton disposal site. Mr. Holness says the government has received more than 30 expressions of interest to either bid on the waste-to-energy program or to collect solid waste.
Ultimately, this project will ensure that solid waste is not the end of the consumption cycle, but rather it becomes an input into another cycle of production, which gives solid waste some value.
Mr. Holness was addressing a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister last Monday. He adds that the World Bank has agreed to conduct a feasibility study to determine the amount of waste being produced, the type of waste, and whether or not it can be used to make energy. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has stressed the importance of personal responsibility in the proper disposal of solid waste by all Jamaicans. He says irresponsible disposal of plastics, in particular, is creating an environmental problem.
Every time we drink a soda and we take that plastic bottle and we throw it into the gully, it ends up clogging our drains, creating flooding. Plastics don't degrade very quickly. We are encouraging members of the industry to use new technology and to add new enzymes and chemicals to the plastic that will help the plastic to degrade faster.
Mr. Holness is further encouraging the separation of plastic containers from regular garbage for collection by the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, and other entities. He's also appealing to commercial entities to use regulated agencies such as the NSWMA to remove their waste. Prime Minister Holness says the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, has played an integral role in helping Jamaica to create a business environment that is investor-friendly. Mr. Holness says the IDB has been instrumental in the implementation of a series of reforms that have helped to boost the competitiveness of the Jamaican economy.
This partnership has been primarily through the Competitiveness Enhancement Program, which had among its objectives improving access to finance and financial market development.
Mr. Holness was addressing the opening of the 19th Forum for Markets, Innovation and Capital, FORUMIC, at the Montego Bay Conference Center in St. James on October 24. He says continued IDB support is being contemplated through a credit enhancement program which will target the small and medium-sized enterprise sector.
Jamaica is actively pursuing strategies to ensure that the private sector, of which the MSME sector are a huge portion, drives economic growth, with the government enabling and catalyzing that. We acknowledge that we have challenges to overcome, including crime. And we reiterate that we believe that empowered businesses, driving inclusive economic growth, is one of the most effective ways to overcome poverty and channel individuals towards viable income generation opportunities.
FORUMIC 2016 was held under the theme Creating Opportunities Through Financial Inclusion. And the Prime Minister was in Port of Spain, Trinidad, for the 2016 High-Level Caribbean Forum. The one-day forum was hosted by the International Monetary Fund and the Trinidad and Tobago authorities under the theme Shifting Tides, Challenges and Opportunities. It brought together regional prime ministers, finance ministers, central bank governors, donors and representatives from international financial institutions and the private sector to exchange views on the unique challenges and opportunities in the Caribbean region. The conference addressed issues such as global and regional challenges and policies to address de-risking. That's it for today's program. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.